Jeff.
We're sitting here at Hammonasset, kind of wasting the day away since we didn't go on our scout bike trip.
Well, like any other day.
So we thought we'd talk a little bit about photography and some of the stuff that we've done. It's kind of become a common interest for the two of us. Mm-hmm. I got interested in it quite a few years ago, playing with my dad's camera a little bit, eventually buying my own SLRs, and graduating to digital, and now kind of just being much more the casual shooter than photographer. I think Jeff's experience is a little more recent than mine.
Well, yeah, I mean, like you said before, I also started, you know, kind of playing around with my dad's, you know, old stuff. And you know, eventually it took off into more, you know, I took the merit badge class that Dan offered for scouts. And, you know, it helped me teach me a lot of, like, basic skills to help me get me started. And, you know, just more than a kid walking around with a camera taking pictures.
Yeah, well, I think actually everybody who did the merit badge got to learn a little bit more than the casual guys. The merit badge gives scouts an opportunity to, you know, figure out more about how focus works and what the aperture actually does, and
yeah, just
play with flash.
Little tricks to help you, you know, when you're out.
Like what?
Probably, you know, with the aperture and the, you know, focusing correctly, you know, and you gave us the charts with the, you know, like the speed references.
The
shutter speed, how fast we'd be shooting for different things, and the distance. I still have somewhere kicking around.
Is it actually useful, though? I mean, personally, I kind of find those to be a vaguely sort of kind of useful thing. Mm-hmm. More as something to half memorize,
yeah,
than actually refer to. Just because, you know, changing situations, different focal lengths, different apertures, and it just becomes too complicated once you throw in the zoom lens,
yeah,
to be able to keep any of that stuff straight. Well, yeah, Jeff was using a film camera for a while, and then one day I saw him with another camera, a digital camera, and I was like, hey, I know that one.
Yep.
We both have Nikon
Coolpix 5700.
Yeah. It's a couple years old at this point.
2002?
Sounds reasonable. 2002 or 2003.
Yeah, it's aging quite well.
I was very happy with it. It's a good camera. There's a great zoom range to it.
Mm-hmm.
And like the swivel LCD and all those other,
yeah,
digital kind of things really make it a,
yeah,
fantastic experience. Well, I understand you're lusting after something else.
I'm looking at getting a DSLR, trying to stay within the Nikon group because I already have lenses that are I can use. I've been looking at eBay about getting an older, like a D100, D70 camera, but I keep coming back to the conclusion that getting a D40 is probably the best solution. Granted, it's more expensive, but I've just been reading that the quality cameras now, anything you buy, is better than 2 or 3 years ago. You know, the technology is increasing great steps, you know, with every new release.
Yeah, there have been some significant jumps. Mm-hmm. What kind of lenses do you have?
I believe I have in a 50 through 170, roughly. I don't know. It's older.
Yeah.
But,
well, my first thought with the D40, though, is I don't think that,
oh, yeah,
zooms with...
Yeah, it needs the internal engine, internal servo to control the,
yeah,
focus. But still, you can still use it manual, which I'm happy with.
Yeah.
Eventually, you know, I need to get more lenses, but the one that comes with is 18 through 55, and it's been rated very well as far as I hear.
Yeah, well, I mean, even if the lenses you have don't work as well as you might enjoy, yeah, having the kit lens is,
yeah,
a good way to kind of get back into it.
Yeah, and I feel once I get, you know, the camera, I can save up more money again and get, I believe there's an 18 through 200 with a vibration reduction that's,
mm-hmm,
been rated very well.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great to have.
Sure. Well, I have Canon equipment now. I had been using Nikon for quite a few years. My first SLR was a Nikon, and I had a couple others along the way, all Nikons. and I don't know, the techno lust got to me. I figured that all that image stabilizer stuff and, you know, the CMOS based CCDs,
yeah,
and all that stuff, oh, that's fantastic, I have to have that. And my 20D is a nice camera. I'm happy to use it. It works very well. But the more I use it, the more I just kind of come back to the idea that it's just not a Nikon. Something about the grips, and it isn't quite as comfortable. It isn't quite as natural. So I've come to like the Nikon stuff a lot better. I have a couple of friends who have, you know, Nikon SLRs still, and every once in a while I get to play with them, and I'm like, oh no, I miss this.
Are you looking at getting anything newer in the future?
In the future, sure. In the near future? No, probably not. I mean, like, I look at, you know, all the new stuff that comes out. I always pay attention to that.
Yeah.
And, like, the Nikon's D300.
D3.
You know,
the full sensor.
That looks awesome.
Yeah.
The D3 looks amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, having tried to do the semi-pro thing for a while and carrying around the much larger, heavier equipment,
yeah,
I'm not so into that.
Yeah.
So I would definitely give up the features of the D3 for a lighter weight package, smaller package too. I had a friend who had the D70 for quite a few years, and it was an impressive camera. I liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Last Christmas, we got my dad a D50, with the kit lens, and I've gotten to play with that a little bit. And, you know, it's also a really nice camera. Like you said, there's been a number of good advances over the last couple of years, that buying something new may well be a much wiser step than buying something off of eBay. Well, Jeff and I also have something else in common, in that we both seem to shoot the most things
while camping, like kind of right now almost.
Well, yeah. Actually, we saw something here that we have to go take more pictures of, I think. Like I said, we're in Hammonasset, and if you don't know, that's at the bottom of Connecticut, right on the shore. Up here in New England, it's getting cooler, and yet we found a couple of trees with parrots in them, making lots of noise, apparently wild.
Yeah, and these big nests, at least 8 of them, I think we counted.
I had counted 10.
Oh, 10.
I don't know where they could have all come from or anything.
It was just very weird.
But I think we both end up taking most of our pictures while we're out camping here. And actually, just a couple of weeks ago at one of the Scout Adult Leader meetings, we were talking about what positions to give to what people. Lo and behold, I saw that Jeff had written down that he wanted to be a true historian. And I thought that was going to be fantastic, because he'll actually take photos.
Yeah,
too many of our historians have not taken photos.
I know. Well, it's fun because, like, whenever I go camping, I bring my camera. And I also, you know, I document what's going on, but I also try to get, you know, the creative shots in at the same time, so I can kind of get the best of both worlds, what's going on, being creative, and also covering what's happening.
Are there specific techniques that you try and work on when you're shooting? Like, I don't know. I mean, I've seen some of your work, but not a whole lot.
I like to play a lot with light. I know when we were at the scout show, there was where the two teepees and the moon was coming through. Like, you know, just like how the light of the moon, you know, and there was these dim lights in the teepees, and it was just, you know, it took a while to get it right, but I think it came out looking really well. And also kind of with fire, sometimes I keep the shutter really long, like 4 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just shake it a little bit, and it just some cool effects with lights.
Yeah.
And then I think one of the camperees we were seeing in the Class of the Lake, there were a couple lights just off in the distance. You can also get the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of
I remember seeing this.
Just kind of interesting stuff.
And you said you play with longer shutters. Do you play with longer still stuff? I mean, have you tried setting the camera up on a tripod and leaving it open for minutes at a time, or anything like that? I know that's something that I like.
I know.
Playing.
I haven't tried it. I want to try it, but I don't know. It's hard to. I'm not exactly 100% sure how you would set that up entirely.
Yeah.
Especially with the camera I have now.
Oh, that's right.
It seems a little. It would be a little tricky to do.
Yeah, I think. I think it would only like work for 30 seconds.
It's,
you know,
if
with
there's
the timer,
30 seconds and then the bulb.
Unless, yeah, I don't know. I was going to say, I think maybe you had to have the remote release to be able to do longer
maybe.
Than 30 seconds
yeah.
or something. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I have one of those. I should loan it to you. Is there any other stuff that you're like, you want to experiment with? I mean, technique-wise or something?
I want to do a lot more like close-up things. Like I do a lot of like flower photography, and just with the camera now, it has, you know, enough focus I can get up close. But just the like the fine, crisp detail, it's hard to get with the camera I have now.
Yeah. Most interesting to me is the long shutter speed stuff.
Yeah.
Or slow shutter speed. You know, the things that will last several minutes.
Yeah.
Is probably the easy thing for me to try. I enjoy it. But the one that I want to play with more but always feel a little ill-equipped to do is, you know, longer shutter speeds in combination with flash.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a freezing motion and blurring motion at the same time.
Yeah, it's just a fun thing just to play around with that you need to, you know, try different settings, try, you know, to get it right.
Yeah.
You know.
Good times.
Yeah.
We're going to go take some pictures now.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.